Christmas in Dixie. It's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie.
A classic for sure. Originally done by Alabama. That's our buddy Tim Duggar. Check him out for sure. Jason Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Titans and Seahawks this weekend at Nissan Stadium. It's funny, I just looked at the injury report on the Titans website. They still have the Titans listed as the Oilers. So, yeah, maybe they'll just run the Love You Blue back out there again.
Maybe they could just pin all these losses on the Oilers and not put them on the Titans. So.
Well, the Titans didn't lose 59-0 to the Patriots. So that was the Oilers,
if you
remember. Mm-hmm. So. Chris Sanders is with us now. Chris, good morning. What's up?
Hey, man, I'm doing pretty good. How y'all doing? Y'all ready for Christmas, man?
Oh, I'm ready. Christmas shopping. I finished it yesterday. I am good to go.
So, hey, what did you give me? Did you give me anything for this year, or you got me the same thing you got me last year?
I did. I got you some really nice socks.
Oh, man.
They have Jared's face on them.
Oh, yes. I heard him this morning, man. I wanted to wrestle that dude. Like, man, quit it. Quit it.
Why'd you want to wrestle him this morning?
Oh, just talking about the offensive line and talking about the Titans. And, you know, he's pouting the whole time. And I'm like, Jared, I was driving to the gym and I was actually like, Jared, settle down, man. Because he was talking about how bad the offensive line was, Spears and all that stuff. So I wanted to fight him.
So I had a question when it comes to the offensive line. Because we've, you know, I've said it and other people have said it.
Sure.
Go give Mike Munchak whatever he wants to come back here and fix the offensive line. And look, I would be all for Munch coming back. You know him very well. But, I mean, as great as he is, he's not going to make Aaron Brewer get bigger. He's not going to fix some of the things, some of the problems that they have on that offensive line. Now, do I think he would be good for somebody like Peter Skoronski?
Yep,
sure.
Absolutely.
But like, even him, you're going to have to give him something to work with.
Yeah, but the one thing I love about him is he's a great teacher, and I love what he does, and I watched him. I've been around him, and to watch how he teaches the offensive line and teaches you guys that even though you may not be big or even physically strong, your technique is going to shine. You know, I talked to Brad Hopkins, you know, maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I said, what's wrong with the offensive line? Is it a scheme thing, or is it just the personnel? He said, yes, it's a little bit of the personnel, but also it's a lot of the scheme. And I'm going to give you a perfect example. When we talk about, you know, zone blocking, you're blocking the gap. And when you're blocking the gap, the guard and the tackle have to communicate. And if they're not communicating, no, they don't protect the gap, then that's when, you know, situations happen when you get the quarterback hit. So if you look at the Tennessee Titans now, sometimes it's a lot of their skill set, but a lot of times they're not protecting their gap, and that's why you see guys going through the A and B and C gap, because they're just not communicating and they're not understanding what the heck is going on.
What do you think about the potential of Ryan Tannehill returning to the starting role?
I mean, I know it's kind of tough because I know everybody wants to see Will Levis, but I'm kind of glad that Tannehill is kind of going to be out there, because I want him to end on a good note. I know. You know, he got benched and got hurt this upcoming season. I want him to leave with a bang, because I have so much respect for this guy. I know everybody wants to kind of run him out of town, because you better remember, I think it was 2019 when this team was 2-4, and this guy comes and saves your season. So let's don't just throw him to the curb and say, Herbin, get out of here, because the thing about it is, if he wasn't there, he doesn't take your team to an AFC championship. That's why I have so much respect for that cat.
Do you think, Chris, you could beat up Dave Craig?
You know who?
Dave Craig.
Oh, from the Denver Broncos?
Your old quarterback.
Oh, Dave. Oh no. He looks the worst in his uniform. I said it before. I mean, he looks awful. He looks like somebody's dad or a truck driver in the uniform. Oh. He's sitting there in the huddle, and I'm like, dude, are you a quarterback? He's got the one bar face mask. His jersey's loose. He's got the big old knee pads, the thigh pads. I'm like, what are we doing here, kids? It's just unbelievable, but yeah, I could take him.
So the answer is no. Let me ask you this. There's a receiver on the Titans named Colton Dow, right? Guy they draft in the seventh round out of UT Martin. Would a player ever go to a head coach and say, hey, put me in. Give me a chance. Would a rookie ever do that?
No. You know what? I don't think you go to the head coach. I think you go to your position coach, because that's the guy you really have a relationship with. And as a receiver, you definitely want to play. You want to have playing time, and you want to showcase your skills. I think if I'm Colton Dow, I would go to Rod Moore, who's a wide receiver coach for the Tennessee Titans and sit him down and say, you know what, I want to prove myself, not just for this regular season, the rest of the season, but also next year that you can count on me. Because you better believe they're gonna revamp probably this whole wide receiver staff. I don't know if Burks is going to be here. I know his Hop's going to be here. But they're going to bring some guys to come in to compete for starting positions. So if I'm Colton Dell, I'm going to go to Rob Moore and say, listen, what do I need to do to get on the field? Is it technique, the playbook, whatever I need to do to get on the field to show you that I can play? And if he does that, I think Rob Moore will respect that and put him in the game and just to show him what he can do. Because you have nothing to lose. You're not going to the playoffs.
Right.
Put guys in and just start evaluating. Now, and when you start seeing things like that, you're not giving up on a season. You're just seeing, can a Colton Dow play at this level? That's all you're doing.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I mean, we got nothing to lose. You got three games. You might as well. You drafted him. So see what he got against another team in a real game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you drafted him. And then also, too, you got to remember when we were in camp, Joe, that everybody was talking about him, how big he was, how he was running routes, and how he was making plays. Then all of a sudden, he just disappeared. The only time we saw him was on special teams when he didn't alert that the guy was coming in and got Stonehouse hurt. That's the only time we saw him. But I want to see what this kid can do. I saw what he did in camp. I saw what he did in OTAs. But I want to see him in live action. Can he make the contested catches? Can he, you know, get the guy off the spot? Can he, you know, make the big play downfield? He's basically still an unknown. So next year when he comes in, he's still basically a rookie at the wide receiver position.
What was that like in the building and when he played in 95, 96, 97, when, you know, you're out of it, a couple games left in the season?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot to get motivated for, I would think.
You know what? I remember I did a speak engagement with Chris Hope, and he said this. He said, why would I work all my life to get to the NFL and then stop working? That challenged me to where even if you're in a situation where you're not going to the place, even if a situation where the season is bad, why would I quit working? So I had – in 1995, we had some great leaders that – even though we wasn't going to the playoffs, they worked hard in practice. They cared about each other. They kept each other accountable. Like, you know, Blaine Bishop, Marcus Robinson, you know, D. Lou, all those guys that, you know, even though we're not going to the promised land, we still love the game. So you didn't have to motivate me when I was a rookie to where, you know, even though we're not going to the playoffs, I'm not going to go out there and give him a haul. Because number one, I had a coach named Coach Steckel that if he saw me not blocking, which he did, and called me to the sideline, said, I'll take you out myself, he had an expectation. Yeah, true story. That he had an expectation that even though you're going through adversity, I expect you to be a professional and do what you're supposed to do. And that's what these guys have to do. You ain't got to motivate me.
Right. By the way, Dave Craig just turned 65.
He's old.
So if he did beat you up, you'd get beat up by an old man. So just letting you know.
Hey, I would not let that happen. I will fight, kick. Hey, I'll do the Mr. Miyagi, anything, because I'm not going – that's not going to be in my record getting beat by Dave Craig. Just like I said before, he looks awful in his uniform. I mean –
he played 19 years in the NFL.
But he looked awful in 19 years in his uniform. He looked awful. He looked like me and you, Joe Dubin, right now in our uniform. With some coach's shorts on with a tank top on. That's kind of how it looked.
Chris Sanders is with us, forever Titans wide receiver. So we talk about these last few games being an evaluation period for Mike Vrabel, for Rand Carthon, you know, for whatever. How much of an evaluation period, though, is it for some of the veterans that you know are going to be back with this team, of watching how guys conduct themselves over the course of the next few weeks? So, because, you know, they're going to have influence, too. They can go to their coaches and go, hey, you know, Dubin, he's been loafing, man. I don't know if that's a guy that fits our culture. Yep.
You said it so profound. How do guys conduct themselves? That's a beautiful statement, because you can conduct yourself when you're winning. Well, you can conduct yourself when you're 10-0 and everybody's loving you. But how are you going to conduct yourself when you're not going to the playoffs? If I'm a wide receiver coach and I'm a defensive back coach or I'm a running back coach, I'm evaluating my players. I'm watching your body language. I'm watching you in the meeting rooms. Are you paying attention to film? I'm watching you when we go 7-on-7. Are you running routes to your capability? Because here's the thing. If I can count on you at the worst times, that means I can count on you in the best times. So if I got you at your worst and you're busting your tail, you're running routes, you're blocking, you're giving everything you are, you're jumping over people, making plays, that means when the next year, when I start evaluating and I start to put your name on the board, every coach can say, I can count on him. And if you have a guy that says, I can count on him, then now you're building something great, because you have guys with character in good and bad times.
Chris, we appreciate you as always. I know you'll be on the pregame show on Sunday with Jared and Derek, but Merry Christmas to you and your family, and we will see what this old Titans team can do on Sunday.
Hey, last thing, and I'll be due in 30 seconds. I just want to say this to you guys. I remember when in Christmas I got this one gift. It was a gift, that I've always wanted, and I ran to the Christmas tree, and I looked at it, and I said, man, this, it was a good gift, and I ran to my mom. I said, Mom, this is the best gift I've ever had. And all I want to say this to you guys, I have the greatest opportunity and the best gift to work with 102.5 with guys like you. So thank you for being a gift to me. Thank you for loving me. And thank you guys for just letting me be a part of the 102.5 family. Love you guys.
We love you too, Chris. The feeling is absolutely mutual. even when you and Derek say crazy things or Jared says crazy things. But
or when you get your butt kicked by Dave Craig, still love you. Right? We love you.
We love to laugh.
Love you too, man. Appreciate you guys, my friends. Bye-bye.
You too. Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver. And you can catch Chris along with Derek Mason and Jared Stillman at Teddy's Tavern this Sunday. Yes, on Christmas Eve, 9:30 to 11:30 for the NFL pregame. They'll break down the Titans' Week 16 matchup against the Seahawks. They'll give you the latest updates before the game. And our NFL pregame show is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment and the Beast Unleashed.
When we come back, there's a football player at the University of Alabama that was arrested the other night. Do you know why he was arrested?
I think I've seen this.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre. We'll tell more.
We will discuss that plus more of your text, your go-to Christmas karaoke song, Chasing Big Joe, Friday edition, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.